with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Hi, Chief.
How we doing?
Doing well.
I gave it.
So we have a new...
I did it one for him anyways.
Okay.
A recycled candidate.
How are you, sir?
Very good. How you doing?
Recycled candidate.
Good to see you.
He doesn't have that though, right?
No, I do not.
Okay. Give that to him. He's got to fill out his half, that one.
Oh, I do.
She gave you one of these?
I have one of those.
I did a post for him.
Oh, I have this one. Well, mine's a little...
And I gave him all the resume, but...
Okay.
Not that we needed to see it.
All right. Well, come on up, Jordan. Good to see you again.
You as well, sir.
Glad to have you back.
Definitely. How are you?
This is Ryan Bush.
Jordan, nice to meet you.
Yeah, and you know Guy.
Good to see you again.
I have a beard now.
I do. I'm older. I got a baby now.
Oh, you have to try to look more sophisticated.
So I gotta look the part, you know.
Yeah, when you get to my age, then you'll be going the other way.
Take that beard off.
All right, so we'll do the oath of office.
Sure.
I state my name, you state yours. I, Robert Valenti.
I, Jordan Harrington.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of...
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of...
Village of Nassau Police Officer according to the best of my ability.
Village of Nassau Police Officer according to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Glad to be back.
You're going to sign right there. There you go. And Missy will take care of that.
We'll get that back.
I got it. You know what?
Is there part of this that he needs to sign, fill out?
Nah.
Just me, right?
He does this, but that's okay. Yeah. I have to do one, he has to do one, and you have to do the bottom.
I'll put a packet under Dan's door tomorrow for the employee thing.
Okay. Do this one too, Jordan, so that I, or unless you want to give me a copy of the oath.
Sure. Right. As long as they get a copy back, that's fine. Actually, you know what? You can just keep that, as long as you have a file for them. I don't keep the police files anyways. They go back to you.
All right.
Did we, did the background come back?
I haven't looked yet.
Okay.
I will check. So you want to put that with the rest of the stuff you got and then give it to me, or what do you want to do?
Well, I'm going to send underneath your door.
What's
tomorrow
his mean, name of the
recording? Oh, okay. All the stuff he's got to make out to get paid and all that.
Once I'm done with it, I give it all back to you anyway.
So what do you need from me? Copy of his driver's license?
Driver's license, social security card.
Okay. Do I have a copy of your social security?
Yeah.
And then I'll have that. No, obviously you want to...
You want that now, Missy?
One.
Yep.
You want can give it to me when he gives me back the employment one.
All right. Good to go.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Take care.
Okay, good seeing everybody.
Good to see you again, Jordan.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome aboard. All right. Stuff. Let's see. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the September board meeting.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Guy. Oh, it's going to be easy. Any questions, alterations, deletions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Treasurer's report is tabled until next month because the treasurer's on vacation. Property maintenance on, no, there's no more, you haven't received any correspondence, right?
Who, me?
Yeah, anything, nothing's come in since you did this, right?
No.
Okay.
I still don't know where we're going with it. But what? You said that, didn't he say he was going to talk to Kevin about it all?
I said correspondence, but that's
okay. I'm sorry, I thought we were on the property maintenance.
Yeah, we are now, and I don't know where we are with that either.
I think Kevin and Dave are still working on it.
Treasurer's position still open. Nothing new to report on that. Dog waste station donation.
Okay, so you'll see in your packets that there's a letter at, I don't remember what the company's name is, but it's from the James Rubio.
Mm-hmm.
Rubino. They want to donate some put up some doggy stations along our area of the trail. And attached, you'll see the picture of what they're going to look like. And that's about it, the letters are on the front. So I told them that, I'd bring it to you guys' attention. I guess they do it all over. They've done it all over the trail.
Do they need permission from the state? I mean, it's a state
trail.
Not on
the village side. I have no idea.
Yeah, I suppose it depends on where they put them. If they put them
I mean, we discussed putting them ourselves up because of all the dog poop, so I don't know what we were going to do to get ours put up, but, I mean, they're going to be alongside the trail. I suppose I could call and find out if that's allowed, but...
I've seen them on in East Greenbush.
Yeah, they said that they did them for the town of East... the town of East Greenbush, yep.
Okay. How far off the actual trail do they have to be? Like, is... How far... What do we own and what does the state...
The state and the National Grid own the trail, not us.
All right.
Yeah.
Right, so...
The only place they could put it with our permission would be in the park.
Right.
In the commons. That's the only thing we own.
So is this also looking for us to say, yeah, we don't have a problem with you putting them...
Right, I'll have to ask him how he did that. Did he get permission from... Because if he did it in East Greenbush, but... Yeah, that's a good question. The rest of it's not our property, technically, so...
Right.
All right.
Because I think it's a good idea.
But I don't have a problem with it, but, you know, like I say, it's... I don't think it's for us to give him permission. I don't know. I can't tell from that picture where that...
This is... It looks... To me, this looks like... That's why I said East Greenbush. I think this is a... No, I can't tell. No. I don't think this is East Greenbush. It's somewhere else.
So anyway...
Yeah, let me call the rail. Let me call him back tomorrow and let him know that, you know, we had some questions with it.
And Andy gave us a new guy to talk
to. We can't give authorization, obviously, for him to put him along the trail.
Right. Yeah. And Andy gave us another guy to talk that's took his place on the rail trail.
Oh, person. I didn't know that. Andy?
Andy Beers.
Andy Beers isn't retired.
Oh, I don't have that other person then. Can one of you guys send that to me?
That's his criminal history. It came back, so it doesn't have to be contingent on that. We have it back, and
okay.
There's nothing on it.
Okay.
All right.
We will cross that part of the resolution.
Okay.
If you guys have that new contact, can you send it over? I actually didn't even know Andy wasn't there.
You got it.
I'm gonna look for it.
Yeah. I saw it. I have to go back and look through all my emails. But I mean, as a consensus, we don't have an issue with him putting them up, right? No.
No.
So, you know, we just like to work with him on where he's going to locate them.
Okay.
But we're just making a point that he should get permission from the state because they control the rail trail.
Okay.
And I guess the only other question I would have is, do we take care of them?
Yep.
Okay.
So for our stretch of it, what it would be to?
It would be from County 7 to the bridge.
Right, that's about it.
So probably
two,
should be on one,
one
on the north side of 20.
And one on the other side.
And yeah, probably one in the commons.
Right, yeah, so three.
Because we have one in our park already, so.
Oh, well then we could put the other one up by the bridge.
Yeah, I'd say two, one on each end, but that's.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see if people use them. But, all right. I'll get some answers from that, and then I'll send you guys an email just to tell you where we're at.
All right. Resolution to hire Jordan. Did we do that?
No. Mm-hmm. We should have done that actually first, but that's okay.
So I'm going to make a motion to hire Jordan Harrington as Village of Nassau police officer at a rate of $19.38 per hour.
And you can take out the pen.
Second
the
motion.
Second by Ryan. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Take out this one.
Motion's carried. All right. Anything else we needed to go through before we get on this? So we have two public hearing, we have a public hearing scheduled for next month for...
Two of them.
The local law for the tax rebate.
Mm-hmm.
And what else we got going on?
The codes one. We have two public hearings next month.
Oh, yeah. And to adopt the state code thing?
Yes.
Okay. So that's going to be in, November. At the November meeting, so we're going to be coming in at 7 in November, right?
Correct.
Okay.
One's at 7, one's at 7:15, and then hopefully we start our meeting at 7:30.
All right. Anything else anybody needs to bring up before we pay the bills?
Just reminding that village cleanup. Guy, you gonna be there? All right, well.
Do we have a medicine disposal area anywhere?
Not here, mm-hmm. No.
Cause I
the
saw
police might, though.
I was in town of Bolton for work, and they have one right in the village, or the town hall there. Interesting. I didn't know if it would work anywhere here because
I've never even had anybody ask me that.
Because I don't, I just seemed like it might be something. But I don't know. I don't know what it entails.
I just got at the ambulance open house, somebody dropped off some packets. But little bag things that you zip the top, they're Ziploc bag kind of. You open them up, they have some kind of material in there. You dump your medications in there, you put in a certain amount of water, and I think it all hardens. Then you zip it back up and you just toss it in the trash. But
yeah,
it renders it
inert. My father passed away and we had that morphine left, all they had you do was mix it with coffee grounds and throw it away.
Yeah, it still gets in the groundwater, that's the issue.
There might be a drop-off though already at Nassau Pharmacy, but you could look into that.
A lot of them, there's a lot of them charge for it, though.
Right.
That's the thing. I
mean,
you could
look into it and
see
if, I mean, if somebody knew that it was here for their use, maybe it would be utilized.
Yeah, I had never actually seen one.
And then you saw it at another town hall.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to look into that. I'll look into it and see if what it needs to, we need to do to collect that stuff.
Yeah, I won't be responsible for it.
Now I'm going to tell them to give them all to Missy. Give all your drugs to Missy.
Yeah,
and then when people are stealing them out of the thing because they're, I don't know, I don't think it's a great idea, but nobody gets to come in here, really.
Med Project is who does it, or who did this one. And there's the number.
I'm going to screenshot that and send it to me. All right, I'll look into it. All right, anything else to be brought up?
Nope, that's all I got.
All right, entertain a motion to pay bills number 134 through 160 in the amount of $33,911.50 and in the general fund and $9,244.78 in the water fund and $4,022.78 outside of abstract.
I'll make a motion.
Ryan?
Second.
Second by Guy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. We're adjourned.